Welcome to RNIB Read Along Stories. When you hear this sound, turn the page.
This Christmas, see fairy tales differently with RNIB and our new Read Along book. Red and the Wolf is a beautiful book, retelling the story of Little Red Riding Hood, but with a modern twist. And with a title like that, I needed to find out more. Like me, Red can't see very well, but that doesn't stop her overcoming the challenges that she faces. RNIB's Read Along book includes a children's storybook with accompanying audio, sound effects and audio prompts to tell you when to turn the page. This means that children can listen to the story and follow the text to help them read independently. And I'm delighted to be joined by the book's narrator, Emma Powell.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
You are no stranger to recording children's audiobooks for the RNIB library. Tell us a bit about the recording of Red and the Wolf.
Oh, it was lovely because it's a really good fun story. And I like the way that it kind of plays with your expectations. So you can do some really fun stuff with it. So there are certain twists and turns that you expect, but then it goes the other direction. And the character is feisty and fun and clever. So I loved it. I thought it was great. And I love the character of the wolf as well, that he's, again, not what you expect, and grandma's not what you expect. And yeah, I thought it was fantastic. And that you were also coming at things from a different angle. So I'm not used to reading kids' stories where the sound is so much of a clue that it's giving you kind of ideas and clues into what's happening next and how she finds out what's happening.
As you say, Red is really quite feisty. She's a martial arts expert and uses all her street smarts, all the clues surrounding her, to outwit the wolf. And yet, the author of the book, Deborah Fagerman, said actually that the wolf is her favourite character. Did you have a favourite?
Oh, I don't know if I should say. I like doing the wolf because he has a funny voice and it's fun to do funny voices. But I like doing Grandma as well because she has quite a funny voice. And I liked Red's feistiness. But yeah, probably the wolf. It's always the baddie that you like the best, isn't it?
Sound of water rushing over rocks. I'm by the river. She then tapped her cane on a big rock. That's where she had to turn left into the wild woods. Suddenly, she heard footsteps. They came close to her and stopped.
Hello, little girl,
said the stranger. His raspy voice came from above her. A clue, he was tall.
Shall I guide you to Granny's cottage?
Luckily, Red wasn't the kind of girl who got scared easily. No thanks. I'm not allowed to talk to strangers, and I'm really good at finding my own way. He said and stomped off. Red heard a swishing noise. A clue. He had a long, swishy tail. In the distance, there was a splash. He had stepped in a puddle.
Oh, bother,
came his voice from far away.
It's a fantastically interactive book. It's kind of theatre for one, really, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. I think I would definitely have liked it as a kid, and I wanted to kind of give it to all my nieces and nephews, and my son's too old for it, but I think it's fantastic and would happily recommend it and hand it around.
Did you treat it a little bit like a theatre production? Because I know you've done an awful lot of work on stage.
Yeah, it certainly wasn't a kind of like quiet, intimate kind of read like you might have with some books. It was something that you could kind of get your teeth into and kind of ham up in a more theatrical way, yes. Hopefully not over the top, but in a way that kids enjoy. Having read to my son as he's been growing up, it's really good fun watching their faces and seeing your kids kind of get excited and drawn in by the story. So you just have to imagine some child listening, and it just comes naturally after that, as I'm sure any parent could tell you.
Absolutely. And you were rather a natural choice to read this book. You've done a fair amount of children's books over the years, many of them for the RNIB Talking Books Library. And I noticed some Enid Blyton in there and also Roald Dahl's Rotten Food, along with Gary Rhodes.
Yes, that was fun. That was all kind of weird recipes from Roald Dahl. So in his books, when there's like worm cake or things like that, these kind of weird recipes, they found ways to kind of actually make them, not with real worms, obviously, but things that look like worms. So it was really funny. It was really good fun. And getting to know people, that RNIB is so friendly. And I really enjoy coming in there.
Of course, unfortunately for this recording, you weren't able to go into the RNIB studios. And I believe you've got a set up at home.
I have. Thank the Lord. Yes, I have a booth and all of equipment and everything at home. And I had most of it before lockdown, but as soon as lockdown happened, I kind of upgraded it all so that I could continue working from home. And it was the best money I've ever spent. It was definitely a good choice. It can get hot in my booth at home. I don't have the kind of aircon that the RNIB has, and I do miss the crack, the Irish would say, and hanging out with people and chatting and sharing opinions about the book you're reading. Because most of the books I really enjoy, but there's the odd book that can be kind of painful. And so it's kind of fun and it helps when you've got someone jolling you along through it. But I don't miss the commute. It is nice just to kind of walk the 10 steps it takes to get into my studio. So, and when I go on the tube these days, which I do very rarely, it feels really loud to me. I'm not used to the noise and I kind of want to shut my ears off to it.
Well, you could always plug yourself into a good talking book.
I could. I need some decent headphones. I have to kind of press my headphones into my ears because I've got rubbish ones, but I need to sort that out, definitely.
Well, Christmas is coming, and I know Red and the Wolf will be finding its way into an awful lot of Christmas stockings. So, Emma Powell, thank you so much for bringing it to life for those of us who can't see the pictures and for being a guest on the show.
It's my pleasure, and I really hope that lots of kids do hear it and do enjoy it. And it's been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much.
To find out more and order your copy for £8.99, which includes delivery within the UK, visit the website readalong.org.uk. That's readalong.org.uk.